Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
America mourns the loss of civil rights icon John Lewis. Today, we'll discuss that, plus Trump refusing to issue a national mandate on wearing masks, and the White House's objection to the Republican Senate's push for more CDC funding. Hi, everyone. I'm Nia Malika Henderson, a senior political reporter here at CNN, and this is The Daily DC. A big, big loss on Friday. John Lewis, the conscience of the Congress and really of this nation, died on Friday after a battle with pancreatic cancer. And over the last couple of days, I've been reaching out to some Congressional Black Caucus staffers and some members, and everyone is in mourning over the loss of this towering figure. There aren't many people in Washington, D.C. who genuinely inspire awe and who are also genuinely heroic and also humble public servants. But that's who Lewis was. And Lewis, of course, his activism back in the 60s as part of the civil rights movement led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965. We don't often think of people like Lewis. He was the youngest speaker at the March on Washington in 1963. And he literally sacrificed his body down in Alabama so that we could all be free. We don't often think of people like Lewis or C.T. Vivian, who also died on Friday, as founding fathers of this country, but that is exactly who they were. We live in the world that John Lewis and C.T. Vivian helped to create, in a world that they were still working to perfect as they encouraged young leaders and activists to get involved in movements and in public service and to quite simply vote. Many mourn the loss of Lewis, among them Jim Clyburn, who was a close friend, as well as Dr. Martin Luther King III, whose father inspired Lewis and also recruited him into the movement. Here is what King had to say about Lewis.
From a historical standpoint, there are few who are able to become giants. John Lewis really became a giant through his examples that he set for all of us on whatever issue that he raised. And again, particularly around the issue of voting, every year bringing people together.
Democrats in Georgia, they moved pretty fast to find a candidate to fill Lewis's seat, and they chose Georgia State Senator Nakima Williams as the nominee to replace John Lewis on the November ballot. What shoes she has to fill in this seat. In the meantime, let's just all celebrate and remember the life of John Lewis, the life that he led. And that life is chronicled in a fantastic CNN film called Good Trouble. So check it out if you can. Now, here's what else matters today. Donald Trump's interview with Chris Wallace. If you haven't watched it, you should. It's about an hour long. It's contentious at times. Wallace fact checks Trump in real time. And the interview provided a whole lot of fodder for people looking to oust Trump in November. One big takeaway, Trump is still hedging a bit on masks.
Will you consider a national mandate that people need to wear masks?
No, I want people to have a certain freedom, and I don't believe in that, no. And I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wear a mask, everything disappears. Hey, Dr. Fauci said don't wear a mask. Everybody was saying don't wear a mask. All of a sudden, everybody's got to wear a mask. And as you know, masks cause problems, too. With that being said, I'm a believer in masks. I think masks are good.
He also accused Democrats of wanting a failed economy by November. He also refused to say whether or not he would accept November's election results. The president, he clearly feels like he wants to get his message out, especially as more and more polls, almost every poll I've seen, show him lagging behind Biden by pretty substantial margins, at least at this point. But this overall, this interview was a bit of a mixed bag for him and a tough interview by Chris Wallace. We also have an eye on the battle over COVID funding. The White House objecting to the GOP Senate's push for more CDC funding for testing and contact tracing, the things that everyone says we need to get this virus under control. We've seen some cracks in the rock-solid GOP support of this president, and this could be yet another break as GOP senators back at home, they're facing an uptick in case counts in their home states, so we'll keep an eye on that. That does it for today's edition of The Daily DC. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.